I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Food and Drug Administration today is launching a website that will display a list of pharmaceutical companies. These are the ones the government says have blocked the development of cheaper generic versions by failing to share information and samples with competitors. This public posting is part of FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb's larger crackdown to, as he says, end the shenanigans by brand name drug companies. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
When drugs come to market, they're shielded from competition by patents and exclusivity rights. Before that period ends, generic companies approach branded drug makers to get samples. Michael Brizica is with the trade group representing generics.
We need about 2,000 to 3,000 doses of the product to conduct the testing to both our own satisfaction and the FDA's.
Some brand name manufacturers refuse to sell samples to competitors, arguing patient safety is at risk, afraid generics won't follow the FDA's safety guidelines. Research conducted by generic manufacturers found this and other tactics restricted competition on 74 drugs with more than $20 billion in sales in 2016.
It should be clear that the FDA is quite serious and won't tolerate these actions going forward.
Washington University's Rachel Sachs is skeptical, however, that outing companies on a website will have much impact. But some more savvy drug companies understand better business practices are needed. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.